Hi, I'm Steve Sanu.
And I'm Nate Price.
And you're watching Steve and Nate's Delicious Words on Weekly MTG. So good.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show, Nate. It's going to be really great. Welcome to Weekly MTG. we thought that would be good. That's a good opening. We should do that more often, I feel like. Thanks for tuning in today, first of all. You might be wondering what Delicious Words means. Well, this week we have something very special. I've got Nate here with me. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
But this week you're here in a slightly different capacity. You are, from what I understand, somewhat of a connoisseur of flavor text.
I am, in fact, a Wizards of the Coast resident flavor text expert. Flavor text-pert. So I'm assuming that Delicious Words and flavor text kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's why we named it Delicious Words and Flavor Text. And as the resident flavor text expert.
Rude!
Thank you, Sean. Thank you to our TV, Sean. We're actually, I've decided to test, that we're going to test your knowledge of flavor text this week on Weekly MTG, Delicious Words. We are going to make you undergo the flavor text trivia gauntlet.
Okay.
So I put together a bunch of questions about flavor text, concerning flavor text, identifying cards with flavor text, and these were all sourced using Gatherer, Magic the Gathering's card database.
Oh, excellent.
So, fun fact, you can search cards by flavor text on Gatherer, so try it out. And I hope that the audience, anybody who's watching, will play along with us, and we'll hopefully see, you know, how you do. We'll do point totals at the end of each round. There will be five rounds of flavor text trivia. Some of them more difficult than others.
That's fair.
So we'll go through them, and feel free to talk about your thought processes. I no need to just give a straight up answer. Yeah. I know that as the resident flavor text expert,
based on what I saw on the screen, at least what I chose to read of what I saw on the screen, that is true.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So ready to get started?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. So we're gonna start with round one. Round one is aptly named Name That Card. Round one is Name That Card. Say it with me. Name
that card.
All right, here we go. So we're going to start with a sample question, and of course, a sample answer, which I expect you to know as resident.
Given that you literally gave it to me earlier today.
That's correct. To make sure you did know the answer, but I want to make sure that everybody knows the format. So I'm going to read the flavor text on a card, and Nate will have to identify what that card is. So, for example, if I were to say, Nate,
yes,
here's the flavor text. Fibblethip had always hated crowds, you would then say.
Why, that's totally lost, Steve.
Correct.
The origin of everybody's favorite little one-eyed homunculus.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's the format of this. Feel free to play along in Twitch chat. Nate, I think, is going to be looking at Twitch chat from time to time.
I will.
We'll see how we do. But thanks for joining us, and hopefully we have a little fun today. So let's start off with this. This is a quote. This is a quote rather than just a flavor text without quote marks. Lashrak, my liege, grant me the power I am due. And that quote is attributed to Limdul, the necromancer.
Ah. Give me the... I am due. Is that... It's not an unholy strength.
No, it is not unholy strength. I will give you another... I will give you a hint and give you another guess.
Please do.
This is a one-mana spell.
Okay, so I was at least partially correct.
Partially correct.
Partial credit.
Partial credit. This is a one-mana spell.
Yeah.
This is a black spell.
Okay, so...
Thank you for returning to Stephen Nate's
Delicious
Words on Weekly MTG. Sorry about that, we had some technical difficulties, but it gave Nate a little more time to think about the question, which I'll repeat for the benefit of our audience.
Yeah, please.
It's a quote attributed to Limdul, the necromancer.
Okay.
And the quote is... Lashrak, my liege, grant me the power I am due. And the hints we've given Nate so far is that it is not unholy strength, it is a black card, and the converted mana cost is one.
Okay.
This printing of the card was originally found in Ice Age.
There's not a card called Strength of Limdul, is
there? There is not a card called Strength of Limdul.
All right, and it's not Oath of Limdul.
It is not Oath of Limdul.
That costs three and a black.
Correct.
It's also not Minion of Lashrak, because that's a creature.
Correct.
And also, they cost three and a black. I actually don't know this one.
So are you ready? Are you ready to know what it is?
Yes.
Hopefully Twitch chat was able to figure it out. That is the Ice Age printing of the card Dark Ritual.
Interesting.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
So fun fact about all these cards that you're going to hear about today on Name That Card, round one, Name That Card. All of them will be converted mana cost one, except for one of them. And if you can't identify that one, you'll be very embarrassed.
In the Name That Card category.
In the Name That Card category.
All right, I'll have to keep that in mind.
All right, so you ready? Are you ready for the second,
Yeah, one? Hit me.
Okay, so there's another quote.
Okay.
The gods used their feathers to paint all the colors of the world, and that is attributed to Yertiva, warden of Grammar Forest.
Prismatic Ward?
It is not Prismatic Ward.
Okay.
I'll say it again.
Yep.
The gods used their feathers to paint all the colors of the world.
Magical Hack.
Magical, really?
Yeah.
Magical Hack?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I'll give you some more hints.
Okay.
This is a green card.
Okay.
And the flavor text on this card, I believe, comes from Ravnica City of Guilds.
Ravnica City of Guilds, single green. Oh, goodness.
I will give you a further hint. It is a creature. It is a creature.
Is it the one that turns into a centaur?
No, it is not.
Okay.
No, it is not.
Single green creature from... I'm going to feel real bad about this.
Yes, you are. Oh, you're going to feel so bad.
What is it?
That would be Birds of Paradise. Because the feathers are used to paint all the colors of the world.
That card got reprinted in, like...
Yes.
Man, wow, all right.
Yeah.
Flavor text expert.
Our resident flavor textpert here.
Flavor textpert.
So far, Nate is 0 for 2.
Excuse me, I'm 1 for 3, counting the
That was the sample question. It doesn't count. You don't get a... in Delicious Words, the flavor text quiz, you don't get a bonus space. This isn't bingo.
I'm counting it whether you keep it to me or not.
All right. So I have to mark that you did not get this one. I thought this was going to be the easy round, so this bodes very badly for the rest of the
round.
It's
okay. Like I said, The older stuff gets, the better I'll get. Knowing that I already missed a
You already missed Dark Ritual.
Dark Ritual.
You missed Dark Ritual. All right, so let's go on to the third
okay,
card.
Okay.
This is not a quote. This is just flavor text.
Okay.
The Vanguard is skilled at waging war alone. The enemy is often defeated before its reinforcements reach the front.
Is this reinforcements?
It is not reinforcements.
Okay.
It is not reinforcements, but good guess.
Thank you.
Good
guess. Thank you. Let's see... Give it to me one more time.
So here it is again.
Yeah.
The Vanguard is skilled at waging war alone.
Okay.
The enemy is often defeated before its reinforcements reach the front.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes. The Vanguard is skilled at waging war alone. The enemy is often defeated before its reinforcements reach the front is the flavor text of this card.
Language of origin?
English? I can do a little better. The set of origin... is Magic 2010.
Oh, wow.
Magic 2010. The flavor text is the only text in the text box of this card. This card is a creature.
Loyal Recruit? No, not Loyal Recruit. What the...
You're close.
Elite Vanguard?
Yes, yeah, it is Elite Vanguard. Yeah. Yes, so Nate gets 1 point so far for this section.
I get half a point.
For this section. Vanguard is literally in the flavor text.
Yeah.
I fully expected you to get that one.
I got there. I got what I would count is there.
All right, here's one that I hope that you'll get.
All right.
So this is another quote attributed to this quote is attributed to Gustha Ebbetsdottir, Kjeldoran, royal mage.
Yeah.
The quote is: I reeled from the blow, and then suddenly I knew exactly what to do. Within moments, victory was mine.
Oh no! I actually. Oh no.
This is another. Would you?
It's not Forspike, is it?
It is not Forspike. It is the spell is blue though. You are on the right track.
Yeah. I knew what to do.
For our listeners, I will read this again. Attributed to Gustha Ebbetsdottir, Kjeldoran Royal Mage. I reeled from the blow, and then suddenly I knew exactly what to do. Within moments, victory was mine.
I don't know, man.
This card is an instant.
Yes, it is. This is the one that costs more than one.
No, it does not.
It's super, so it costs one.
It costs one.
Tricked him. Mailed with the blows. It's not Twiddle.
It is not Twiddle.
It's not Forspike.
It's not Forspike. This is the text of the card, the printing of the card from Ice Age.
Yeah.
From Ice Age.
I was... portent?
No, it is not portent.
It costs one. Is it cost one of a blue? Might cost one of a blue. Crap.
And once again, this is Nate Price, yep. The resident flavor text expert of Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's a...
Brainstorm.
It's the original Brainstorm.
That's the original Brainstorm.
Gotcha.
So you did not get that one.
No, no. But that's one I didn't recognize.
You did recognize it. That's good. Yeah, so. Okay, hopefully you'll be able to get this one. Hopefully okay. You'll be able to get this one.
Chances are not good. This is a
no,
red card.
No quotes. No quotes.
Okay.
Hatred outlives the hateful.
Is it hatred?
It is not hatred. That would have been extremely obvious. It's not hatred. This is a green card.
Yeah. Hatred outlives the hateful.
Okay, this is a green card. This card is an enchantment.
Okay, Rancor.
Yes.
Yeah. I do remember that now. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's good. This is a quote attributed to Volrath.
Okay. I like Volrath.
The quote is, "You will learn to earn death."
Torture?
No.
Okay.
This is the Learn Tempest printing of the card.
Earn death.
You will learn.
You will learn to earn death.
Yes, this is the flavor text of a converted mana cost one black spell.
Okay.
From Tempest.
Let's see. Not weakness, because that wasn't there. I already said it isn't tortured existence.
Nope.
No. Reanimate?
Correct. Thanks, reanimate.
Thanks, Twitch
thanks,
chat.
Thanks, Twitch chat. All right.
Twitch chat one.
Nate
less
two.
Than one.
No, you currently have two.
Technically, they got Rancor before.
They did get Rancor.
Okay.
But I didn't look. I actually got
you didn't
that
look.
One on my
you
own.
Didn't look. So it's Twitch chat 2, Nate 2.
All right.
Let's move on to the next one in this category.
Okay.
It's a quote, but it's not attributed to anybody.
Okay. How many questions are there in this category?
10.
Okay.
I've been all over this world. I even remember some of those places.
Oh, man. I've been all over this world. I even remember some of those places?
Yep. This is a converted mana cost 1. Creature. It's red.
This is way harder than I thought it was going to be coming into this.
My favorite thing was that this was something that you suggested.
It was something that I suggested.
You were like, we should do this. This is a
stuff
great
like
idea.
This is fun.
It
like,
is
even
fun.
If I suck at
no,
it.
No, it's great. I love it.
Suck at it.
I love like, it. So the thing is, if I tell you the set that this card is from, you will know it immediately.
I don't know that that's true.
Oh, I guarantee it. So it's a red creature.
It's a red creature.
CMC 1.
Costs 1.
The flavor text is, I've been all over this world. I even remember some of those places. And the set it was first printed in was Original Zendikar.
Original Zendikar costs a single red.
Twitch got it. So don't, Dan, what are you doing?
Goblin Guide?
Yes, it is there Goblin Guide. So
it's
Twitch,
funny, yeah, man.
So the Twitch chat high minus
start,
three. Nate
I'm just gonna
two.
Start saying the things that actually pop into my head, and hopefully some of them will be correct from time to time.
All right, so here's the next one. Count carefully the souls and see that none are lost. Attributed to Vec Teaching.
So this is gonna be a Tempest Block card, a Wrath Cycle card.
This is an Exodus card.
Yeah. So
it is a one drop.
Okay.
And it is white.
One drop.
It is a creature.
White creature. What was the flip text again?
Count carefully the souls and see that none are lost. Attributed to Vec Teaching.
So an Exodus one white creature. Wow. You would pick like literally the set that I stopped playing.
Hey, you said old card. You didn't
no,
specify.
No, no, no,
you
you're,
were like,
you're right. You're right. You're like, right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. You know, this is on me.
And hey, you missed Brainstorm,
Soul
man. Yes, it is
there
Soul Warden.
Yeah.
Nice job. All
right, good. Yeah.
Nice job. So we've got Nate at 3 and Twitch chat at 3.
Hold on, Twitch chat did get that too? Yeah,
Twitch
they
chat got
good
it.
Job.
Twitch
yeah,
chat 4.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Okay. all right, here's the next one.
Okay.
Oh, I like this one a lot.
All right.
This one's fun. This is a quote.
Okay.
Attributed to Laboratory Notes, final entry.
Oh man, is it Delver?
It is Delver Secrets. Yes. Yes.
Just, no, don't need the quote,
nope.
Just the attribution.
Just the attribution, which is why I stopped.
Hold on. Let me see if I... No, okay. I don't actually know what it
okay,
is.
Okay, so the flavor text for Delver Secrets, for the and this is not on the front side of Delver, this is on the other side, so technically it's Insectile Aberration.
Insectile Aberration, yeah.
But unfortunately, all my test animals have died or escaped, so I shall be the final subject. I feel no fear. This is a momentous night.
Yep.
And finally...
That's great.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So all of these so far have been one drops, so by process of elimination...
This is the one that's more than a one drop, or less than a one drop.
Yes.
It is a not... One
it's
drop
one
card.
Drop.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Man versus nature is not a fair fight.
Man versus nature is not a fair fight. Is this Savage Punch? No,
nope.
It's not.
Oh, man.
Man versus nature is not a fair fight.
I'm going to give you such a hard time that you didn't snap get this. Oh, this is so good.
If this is Price of Progress, I'm going to be real mad at you. Is it Price of Progress? Yes,
Price of Progress. Did Twitch
well
chat get
played.
Did Twitch chat get that one?
They did, yeah.
Okay, good. Cool. Yeah. All right, so Twitch chat is at 5 and Nate is at 5. After round 1.
That's awesome.
After round 1, I was like, how is he not snap getting this? What is happening?
It's like so it's my Twitter handle.
Yeah.
It is literally my second least favorite Magic card of all time. The only card that I dislike more than this as a Magic card is Boil.
Making a note of
that. It might even be third. It might be third behind Boil and Choke.
Okay, all right.
There's a theme here. Can you
sense
the theme?
After round 1, thanks for playing along, Twitch chat. Twitch chat is, we've recorded at 5. You've gotten 5. Nate has also gotten 5.
I'm very lucky.
So currently you're both tied. This is the second category. Let's move on to the second category. It's called Planeswalkers and the flavor text that references them.
Oh, no.
This is a more difficult category.
All right.
More difficult. This will not be about identifying cards exactly by name, but you will be asked to identify cards based on certain criteria.
Okay.
So let's go to the first question. The first question is, and I'll give you an over-under of, we'll say 5.
Sure.
How many blue cards in Magic contain the name Jace in its flavor text?
Flavor text?
Flavor text.
Oh, my.
Yes. How many blue cards specifically? I'll give you an over-under of 5.
Let's go with... 110.
Interesting. That was a huge overshot.
Yes.
Extreme overshot. Your answer was 110.
45.
That would have been closer. The actual answer is 38.
Wow. That is
38 blue cards featured the name Jace in its flavor text.
That actually makes me happy. Like, given how long Jace has been in the game and the fact that we've kind of hitched, you know, our horses to the various planeswalkers, like the fact that he's only been mentioned in flavor text that many times is that's a point in the positive column for us.
I agree. So did Twitch chat get any value between 33 and 43?
I see multiple answers of what? And one answer of all of them. So it sounds like I was at least on track with the hive mind.
Zero points for anybody.
All right.
Okay, here's a good one.
All right.
This is another Jace question.
Great.
Jace appears in the flavor text of a single red card. What is that card? It's extremely counterintuitive. That is the funniest thing. So it's a single red card.
Okay.
I believe the converted mana cost of it is 2 generic mana, red.
Hmm.
It has appeared in multiple core sets.
Yeah. Wow. It's a sorcery or instant?
I believe it.
It's not a creature.
It's not a creature.
Yeah.
It is an instant or sorcery.
Interesting. Chandra's. The one that deals 4 damage to something and then deals 2 damage to...
I'll give it to you. It's Chandra's Outrage.
There we go.
Chandra's Outrage. Did Twitch chat get that one?
Oh, they didn't get it. Yeah,
nice.
Good job, guys.
That's correct. Here's the flavor text. Her mind is an incredible mix of emotion and power. Mm. Even if I could grasp it, I couldn't hold it for long. Attributed to Jace Bellerin.
There we go.
On Chandra Nalar.
Okay.
So nice work, Nate and Twitch chat on that one. Now here's a follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
Chandra... appears in the flavor text of a single white card. What is that card?
Oh, this is going to be one of the Gideon cards.
It's not.
Okay, it's not.
It's not a Gideon card. It is an instant. It is a white instant from Kaladesh.
Okay. Gosh, what was the... Is it a disenchant effect?
It is not a disenchant effect.
Okay. Is it one of the, like, Righteous Blow type effects?
Yeah, I'd qualify it as something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Is it deal 3 damage to...
That is the effect of the card.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, I don't remember the name of the card. Crap.
I'll give you partial credit on that one since you got the effect. You know what the card is. You could probably even see the art, right?
Yeah.
What is the art?
It's no, like, I lied.
No, you lied. I'll give you partial credit.
Oh man, it's not.
So it's impeccable timing.
That's right. So
impeccable timing.
Is it the one with Ajani doing the Ajani thing?
And yeah, Twitch chat got it.
Yeah.
Twitch chat got it.
Did they?
The flavor text is, when Baral constructed his trap for Chandra, he did not account for the arrival of an enormous Leonin wielding a twin-headed axe.
I do remember that flavor text.
So Nate gets partial credit. So Nate is currently 1.5.
Okay.
Twitch chat is at 2.
All right.
Here's a good one. I like this one a lot.
Okay.
Dak Faden.
Ah, the greatest thief in the multiverse.
Greatest thief in the multiverse. But can you name the only card in which he appears in the flavor text? He appears in exactly one card in the flavor text. This one's really hard.
Dax duplicate doesn't have flavor text.
No, it does not. So this card, I will give some hints for Twitch chat as well. This card was in a core set.
Okay.
It is black.
Oh wow! I'm never gonna get this.
It is an enchantment.
Enslave. That does the same thing he does. So, but that's not it. Man.
This one might have been too hard for this quiz. I don't know if anybody. So I'll give a couple more seconds. Those are the hints I'm able to give.
Wow, I have no idea.
Yeah, this one was a surprise to me too. So the answer is from M14 Artificer's Hex.
Yeah, they got it, man. That's
are people cheating?
They're on the internet.
Okay.
But our Twitch chat is very trustworthy.
They would never do that. So the flavor text is, some treasures aren't worth finding, let alone stealing. Attributed to Dak Faden.
That makes sense.
I thought that was really nice.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, that was a good find.
Yeah. Here's one about everybody's favorite planeswalker for some reason, Urza. We had a conversation about this last week.
We did have a conversation about it last week.
Urza, the planeswalker.
I'm aware of him.
Is mentioned by name in the flavor text for 96 different cards in Magic's history.
Ah, so less than Jace.
Of those 96, only 4 were printed after the frame change. Only 4.
Okay.
Name one of those cards.
The quote on his head is actually just a direction to go to the generator. So,
yes. There is no flavor text quote on Urza Academy Headmaster.
Yeah.
I should specify. None of these cards are silver bordered.
Yeah.
They're all black bordered.
And so, like, quoted on or referenced in? You said. His name appears in?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to assume one of them, at least 2 of them have to be from Dominaria.
That is actually correct. That is exactly correct. I will give you another half point for that, bringing you up to 2.
I mean, I don't even need a half point. That's just obvious.
Yeah.
Like, man, half of them happen to be from the set that takes place on the plane that he's from. Interesting. Talarian student.
Incorrect.
Okay.
I think you mean
Talarian
scholar.
Talarian scholar.
But
scholar,
you'd still be wrong.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Let's see.
So 2 of them are from Dominaria. The other 2 are from Time Spiral.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a pass on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here are the 4
I'm
cards.
I'm curious to learn the answers.
Here are the 4 cards. The Time Spiral cards, Urza's Factory.
Yeah, that.
Urza's Factory.
That makes
perfect
sense.
Their ideals are leagues apart, Urza's and Mizra's creations have a surprising harmony with one another.
Is Mishra the other card?
No. Attributed to Takassia, journal entry.
Okay.
Magus of the Candelabra.
Okay.
Which I actually really like this flavor text when I saw it. What would Urza think, I wonder, if he could hear how the nature mages still snarl at his name, but venerate the work of his apprentice? And that's a quote from Teferi to Joyra. The 2 Dominaria cards, Power Stone Shard.
Okay, yeah.
Light passing through a Power Stone is refracted by eternity and colored by planar energy. I wonder how the world appeared through Urza's eyes.
Yep.
Attributed to Teferi.
Yeah, I should have got
and
that.
And Nature Spiral. As Argoth's last defenders fell to Urza's juggernauts, Titania said, "Nature cannot be destroyed, only changed."
Okay.
So those four cards again were Power Stone Shard, Magus of the Candelabra, Nature's Spiral, and Urza's Factory.
Yeah, I feel
Twitch
bad
chat
for...
Twitch chat get any of those?
Nope.
Oh, all right, all right.
I feel bad Twitch for chat. Missing Urza's Factory and the Power Stone Shard. Yeah. Like,
but it's okay.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I mean,
even the resident flavor text expert is going to miss one once in a while.
I am the resident flavor text expert.
All right. for the podcast, the gag is we're cutting to a shot that says Nate is not the resident flavor text expert while we look at the camera.
Nate is the person who is available to come hang out with Steve.
That is accurate. That is accurate. Okay. But I have another Urza question.
Okay.
And this one is a silverboard question.
Hold on real fast. This is important.
Oh.
Dak is also apparently in the flavor... is it flavor text or just artwork for the IDW promo version of Standstill?
It is possible that he's mentioned in the Standstill one.
Okay.
That is correct. Thank you, Twitch chat. There are only so many things that are in Gatherer, and as I mentioned, we use Gatherer as this particular source.
Moving on.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
Only one silver bordered card mentions Urza in the flavor text by name, and it's probably not the one you would think.
No, it's not the one.
What is that card?
Ashnod's Coupon.
No, but that's a very good guess. that would have been a very good guess. Let's give so it is an artifact.
Yep.
That is correct. It is in Unglued.
Okay.
It's in Unglued.
So we're going old school. Let's see. There's too many lines of text for it to be on Jack in the Box.
Correct.
Chaos Confetti probably also has too many words.
Are you just going through every artifact that you know from
Unglued? Yes, I am. which is going to be unfortunate because I'm going to run out before I get to the end. Crap, yeah.
Does Twitch chat have answers?
They have a guess.
What is Twitch chat's guess?
Spatula of Ages.
That is correct.
Ooh,
Spatula
good.
Of the Ages
that's
is correct.
That's good, yeah. Wow, I'd forgotten that card exists.
So here's the
I'm
flavor
a Giants
text.
Fan, by the way.
Here's the flavor text for Spatula of the Ages, in case you were curious. At last, Urza's powers were focused through the incredible artifact. Quote, who wants pancakes,
yeah.
he asked. I thought that one was great. This one should be a little bit easier.
Okay. Okay. Let's see about that.
Name a planeswalker that has had a printed planeswalker card.
Oh, there's more to the sentence.
That is featured in zero flavor text entries, according to Gatherer. Zero flavor text entries.
Okay. I know what the safe bets are.
Yeah. You only need to name one. Just one.
All right. Mu or Jang from the... Global Series. They're safe bets, but they probably are referencing cards that have their own
which
name.
One?
Mu.
I believe that is correct. No, that's not correct.
Then Jiang.
Yes, I think that is
okay.
correct. I think that is one of them.
There are others that we'll go to then.
There are others.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Maybe that's not correct. They're not on my list, and I was pretty exhausted about that.
I mean, the thing is, like, it wouldn't surprise me if the answer wasn't.
I think the answer is actually no, because they're not on my list, and I made sure to look them
plus
up.
Plus, if they're Planeswalker deck kind of cards.
Yeah, they usually have
cards that reference
things.
Themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's see. So, names that, like, Planeswalkers that don't appear in any flavor text, period, that
yes.
have been printed on a card.
According to Gatherer.
According to Gatherer.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Cowdad has, so Angrath is not on that list.
Angrath
right?
is not on that
yeah.
list, but I can't give you a point for being correct.
No, that's fine. Have they been printed as cards or just our names?
No, they have been printed as cards. These
okay.
are planeswalkers that have had an expression in the actual Magic the Gathering card game.
So Windgrace has been in lots of flavor text.
Correct.
So who is Anamatu has been in flavor text? Anamatu hasn't?
Aminatu has not been in flavor text,
wow,
according
right,
to Gatherer.
Cool. All right,
according
well, that, no, that makes, that's fair. Man, that's unfortunate. Who's the other commander deck?
Saheeli was a commander in Commander 2018.
Yes, but Saheeli...
you asked who the other one was, not who...
Noted. I was trying to think of planeswalkers who've been in commander products that haven't been featured. Haven't had other versions
sure.
featured in.
You are on the right track.
Yeah, and I don't.
And I'm sure the Twitch chat has already sussed that.
I don't remember planeswalker names.
Estrid
well.
Is the one that you're
Estrid,
thinking of.
Estrid is exactly what I was thinking.
Estrid
of,
is the
so,
one that you were thinking
yep,
of, but
okay.
I'm not going to give you a point for that.
No, that's fine.
Can you name any other ones? I have four more on my
four
list.
Four more. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Urza obvious. No. let's see. Koth has, Tybalt has,
Think about, I would think about non-standard legal sets.
Yeah, I'm. we're already working our way back.
Not that me.
Okay. So Sean's got one.
Sean
gets to answer.
Sean, do you want to answer one? What do you have a guess?
I have a guess.
What give us your guess?
Kenrith.
Yes,
Neither
Kenrith has been featured in Flavor Text.
Yep,
that is correct.
Yep.
So Sean gets 2 points. I'll give you a point for each Kenrith.
The worst part about it is like I even did a little digging into Planeswalkers before this, and so I knew that we should be counting the two of them.
Yep.
And then
missed it.
Yeah.
All right. So
there's a lot of Planeswalkers.
There are two more, both of which have only appeared in supplemental or commander products.
Okay. Life's about to get real easy for me.
Two more.
Supplemental.
So one of them has appeared in a non-standard booster release,
okay.
And the other one has appeared in both a non-standard booster release and a commander product.
Okay. I have no idea.
Kaya, Ghost Assassin, has never been featured in a flavor text, according to Gatherer. According to Gatherer.
Okay, interesting.
And Duretti.
Duretti was never mentioned in flavor text?
I literally typed Duretti, like D-A-R-E-T-T-I, in the Gatherer flavor text, and nothing came up.
I believe you. I just find that very surprising.
So Sean, looking at Twitch chat, how many did they get? The Kenriths?
They only tried one.
They tried
Ashiok?
Ashiok.
Yeah. Ashiok is not correct.
Ashiok has one card.
That is not actually true. Maybe only has one that is attributed, but I know because my next question is actually about Ashiok.
Huh.
Ashiok appears in the flavor text of only one color of Magic card and no colorless cards or lands. What is that color? You've got a 1 in 5 shot here, man.
I'm going to go with black is the tricky answer. Let's go blue.
You are incorrect. It is black.
Yeah!
Did Twitch chat get black?
Black makes the most sense. So I'm like, why would you pick black? So
five cards in black.
You got me.
Ashiok's Adept from Born of the Gods.
Yep.
Mind Rot from the Welcome Deck 2016.
Yeah.
Nightmarish End from Journey into Nyx. Thoughtseize from Theros. And Tormented Thoughts from Magic Origins.
I mean, I even knew that Ashiok was on Thoughtseize.
Right. So. come on, man. So Twitch chat so far is at 6.
I'm being outmaneuvered by my own
this
stupidity.
Round. Twitch chat is at 6 so far.
Okay.
Nate is at 2. Sean is at 2.
Doing well.
You are doing as well as Sean did, and Sean only answered one question.
That's
all right. Here's one. Garruk, unsurprisingly,
that's not a magic card.
Mostly appears in the flavor text of green cards. However, there is only one off-color card that features Garruk in its flavor text. Non-green card that features Garruk in its flavor text.
Okay.
That's phrased wrong. There's one off-color card
There's
odd.
A non-green card that Garruk is in the flavor text for.
Yeah, that isn't that also isn't black, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Because Garruk has also had the color. So not in Garruk's color identity.
Man, I knew what the answer was if I gave you the black.
what color is that card? What weird off-color card does what color do you think that would be?
Out of black and green, blue.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. Nate gets a point. Did Twitch chat get that one? That is the card that I was thinking of was Redirect.
Yeah.
It's actually quite simple, but you've only recently begun to walk upright. It may take some time to explain. Jace Bellerin to Garruk Wildspeaker. blue is correct. We have one more question in this section. This Planeswalker only appears in flavor text from a dual deck. So there are two cards on which this Planeswalker appears, and they were only in dual deck printings. The flavor text only appeared in the dual deck printings, I should say.
So a Planeswalker has got two flavor text credits, effectively, and those flavor text credits exist only in dual decks.
Mm-hmm. The same dual deck, in fact, unsurprisingly.
Oh, interesting. This is... I keep thinking of ideas and then keep immediately shooting those ideas down because I know that they're wrong. I'm like, oh, Fraileys. Wait, absolutely not Fraileys.
Fraileys was not in a dual deck.
Yeah, well, no, but the card wasn't in a dual deck?
The card was in a dual deck.
Oh, I thought just the cards involving the card, the flavor text.
No. The Planeswalker itself was one of the dual deck cards.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, so yeah.
I misunderstood.
This was in the the one thing versus another thing.
Yeah, yeah. That, well, that's where I was headed. It's like, okay, yeah. like, you know, could be elves versus goblins, but, like, you know, it's not that, because Praelies has been quoted on many cards.
Correct. So I was, but I, this one appears on only two. I was surprised, actually.
Okay, okay. Let's see.
I can't give you any more information
than
that, because it'll probably give it away.
I'm not going to. Wow. No, it's not Dovahbond.
Dovahbond wasn't a planeswalker.
He's not in the card. In the set. Man, no. I've refused to just take that most recent piece of knowledge that you gave me and put it into my brain.
Apply it to actually what you're doing.
Yeah. Planeswalker deck.
No. Dual deck.
Dual deck.
Dual deck.
Sorry.
That includes a planeswalker.
All right. Speed versus cunning. Was there a planeswalker
in
that deck?
No, all the planeswalker decks are named for the planeswalker versus
you
another planeswalker.
You said dual decks. Dual decks and planeswalker decks are two different products. Good sir.
They're dual decks.
Okay.
That feature the planeswalker as the face card.
Okay. So yeah. Proto planeswalker deck.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're making this real easy for me. Just tell me what it is and then give me a point. <It's>...
Okay. Did Twitch chat get it?
Kiora.
No, it's Tybalt.
Oh, that's what Big Daddy's yep. flavor text is.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Did Twitch chat get it, Sean? No, Twitch chat didn't get it.
No.
Oh, man.
I thought
Jiang. Nope. Tybalt.
Yeah.
Tybalt.
That was.
All right.
Was that Tybalt versus something?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Which or was it? Or was are you sure it was Tybalt versus?
Yeah, okay. It was X versus Tybalt. It
X
was,
versus Tybalt.
It was
okay.
Jace versus Tybalt.
No. It was I don't know. Avacyn versus yeah. Tybalt, something like that. Yeah, Sorin versus Tybalt.
Sorin versus Tybalt. Yeah, that's yeah, it. Yeah. Thank you, Sean, and also probably Twitch chat.
Man.
All right. So we're going to the third category
that's
now.
A lot of magic.
We're going
man.
To third category.
A lot
third
of
category.
Magic.
And get ready, everybody. It's lightning round.
Sweet.
It's lightning round. Okay, are you ready?
Let's go.
So, wait, you don't have to, like, prep for that. It's not a quick round. It's just all the questions are about cards with lightning in the name. And that's the joke.
Hold on, I gotta...
This is similar to the first round, where I'm gonna read flavor text.
Okay.
And you're gonna tell me what the card is.
Okay.
Every single card has lightning somewhere in its name.
Okay, this is gonna be real hard.
Okay.
Yeah, you told me that if I didn't do very well in this round, you were not going to invite me back on any of these shows.
That's true. So I did say that.
I really hope that I don't suck really bad
at this.
All
right, here's one. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
Where Storm and Spellcraft converge.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Where Storm and Spellcraft converge.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is going to be a real problem, isn't it?
I will give you and Twitch chat a giant hint. It is an enchantment.
Okay.
Not an aura, an enchantment.
Okay. Stormcloud. Is that a
lightning
magic card?
Is not in the name of Stormcloud. Lightning is not in the name of Stormcloud.
All right, Thousand Year Storm. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. Lightning Rift?
No.
Okay.
The answer is Leyline of Lightning.
Leyline of Lightning. That's a magic card?
Yes.
One person that said Leyline.
All right.
Good job.
Good job, Twitch chat. Good job.
Lightning
Twitch
Rift.
Chat gets one. Let's see here. Oh, here's this one. Every creature on Mirrodin is a lightning rod. Every creature on Mirrodin is a lightning rod. This card was originally printed in Darksteel. Darksteel. Hence the reference to Mirrodin.
Carbonize? No, lightning.
Lightning is in the name, mate. Like lightning round. That's the whole point of this.
It's there on the bottom of the screen.
It's there, right on the bottom of the screen. Well,
our monitor's off.
In fairness, the feed went off of the monitor when we had technical difficulties, so we can't actually see the return feed.
Lightning. Is it lightning 90?
No. No, it's not.
It is not lightning blast, lightning slag, lightning. What is it?
You can't just get... It's barbed lightning.
Barbed lightning.
Barbed lightning. Barbed Did anybody lightning? Get barbed lightning?
Barbed lightning?
No.
Lightning, nobody got barbed
lightning.
Lightning? It's not lightning. Okay, here's another one. Here's another one. Here's one.
Yeah.
Though less well-known than its army of soldiers, the Boros Legion's mage priests are as respected by the innocent as they are hated by the ghosts of the guilty.
Deafening clarion.
Ugh. Sorry, I think I had like a little mini stroke there. Could you repeat your answer, please?
Chain reaction?
Oh my god, just say the actual answer.
I don't know what it is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Boros?
Lightning?
There's lightning in the name.
Lightning?
It's
Boros lightning?
No.
Pink lightning, because that's what you get when you combine red and white.
Twitch chat, could you please save me, please?
Salmon lightning.
That is correct. It's lightning healing. Salmon lightning. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay, here's
is actually, it's way more fun to play around.
It's way more fun to play around. The most frightening storms are those not woven by nature's hand.
Force lightning.
No.
Lightning bolt.
No. Mm. at least you're saying saying real cards now.
Lightning blast.
No. Mm. No. Yeah. This is a creature.
Lightning elemental.
Close, but no.
Lightning.
It was printed in rig elemental. It was printed.
Lightning rig.
It was printed in most recently. It was printed in Masters 25.
Lightning helix.
Tom Cruise.
Is it a jackal?
No, it's ball lightning. Ball lightning. Anybody get ball lightning?
Very, very late.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Let's see. Rain clouds don't last long in Shiv, but that doesn't stop the lightning.
Oh, Shiv.
Yeah.
I like that place.
Shiv's a great place.
Yeah. Riftbolt.
This is an Urza's Saga card.
Oh, okay. Urza's Saga. That will be, that's not where lightning blast came from. What was the flavor text again?
The most frightening storms are those not woven by nature's hand.
No, that's the old.
Oh, sorry, that was the other one. My bad.
Ball lightning. Point. Put it on the board.
Rain clouds don't last long in Shiv, but that doesn't stop the lightning.
Volcanic lightning.
No, arc lightning actually.
Man, volcanic lightning isn't a real magic card, is it?
Anybody get arc lightning?
Just make that up. Nope. I should have known that one.
All right. While the smell of burning flesh is common in Grixis, the odor of smoldering brain matter is a rare treat. It's a rare treat in Grixis.
You're counting this?
What do you mean? Yeah, of course I'm counting it. Say it.
I don't want to. I want to troll you first.
You know what it is.
It's blightning.
Yes, it is blightning. Did anybody get blightning? Cool. Nate has 1 point.
Got there.
Yes, of course. I said lightning is in the name. Lightning is in the name of lightning.
I like it. Yeah.
It's all there. They moved like apes, but 1,000 times swifter, prying into every corner, leaving paw prints of ash.
Lightning hounds.
No.
Lightning. Really? Lightning,
really? Really?
Lightning.
It's from Saviors of Kamigawa.
Oh, no. Wow. I don't have any idea.
All right, Twitch chat, I'm going to give you 3 more seconds to respond.
I wasn't playing much during that block.
Feral lightning is the answer. Anybody get feral lightning?
Nope.
Okay. Nobody got feral lightning. Yeah. Wow, this round is harder than I thought it would be.
Well, I mean, it's not harder than you thought it would be. I'm just an idiot.
No, you're the resident flavor text expert. I love this gag. All right, here's one. The pungent smell of roasting flesh made both mages realize they'd rather break for dinner than fight.
Mage's lightning?
No. No. It's from Urza's Saga.
All right. Saga, more lightning.
More lightning. Yes, it is more lightning. It's not.
And it's not lightning, right?
It is not lightning.
It's really hard to say, isn't it?
It is. It's
Are you
actually
sure it's
a lot
not
harder
it? Because
to say.
You can't say it?
Pretty sure.
I think you should count
I'll give Twitch chat a couple more seconds to figure it out while you troll me.
Yeah.
The answer is jagged lightning.
Okay.
Jagged lightning.
No, that makes sense.
Twitch chat, anybody?
Nope. Given that I knew this was going to be a category, you think I would have studied up
you
on
really
cards with
think,
lightning in the name?
You really think? I straight up
I'm
told
busy.
You that we were going to do this.
We have something happening tonight.
That's true, but we'll get to that at the end of the show. I see countless worlds. What makes them think I can't find them in just one? Attributed to Ral Zarek.
Is it lightning?
No.
No, it isn't?
No, it's is it? I can't do that joke as well when Blake's not here, when he just gets really upset whenever I do that joke.
Yeah, now I get to be the one to make it.
That's true.
So
it was printed in Gatecrash.
Yeah. It's not that lightning. It's not that lightning. It's not that lightning either.
Twitch chat, any guesses?
Lightning.
Any guesses? No guesses?
Nope, don't know.
It's homing lightning.
Oh,
homing
yeah. yep.
lightning.
Yep, that makes that would be what I would name a card with that flavor text.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
This one's for the study of magic began when the first mage taught herself to throw lightning. Nabon, Dean of Iteration.
That's going to be a Dominaria card. Wizard's Lightning?
That's correct. All right. Wizard's Lightning. Did Twitch chat get that one too?
They were too fast.
They were too fast?
I
was too fast. Nate was too fast, so he actually got a point that Twitch chat couldn't get.
Well, no, I mean, I just... Okay.
Here we go.
Got one.
All right, here we go.
Point.
The Spark Mage shrieked, calling on the rage of the storms of his youth. To his surprise, the sky responded with a fierce energy he never thought to see again.
Lightning Elemental? I made that up.
No, it's not Lightning Elemental.
Lightning?
Nope.
Let's see. Spark Mage. I'm going to assume that this comes from Onslaught Block.
No, this is M10.
Well, that doesn't guarantee that it's not from something. From
I do not Altaria. Believe that it was printed in Onslaught Block either. That I assume correct. The Twitch chat has already gotten this, Sean.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm actually disappointed in you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
This is the first flavor text ever printed for the card Lightning Bolt.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Twitch got it.
Yeah,
that's
of course
That's good to know.
So this next category, I was pretty ambitious about the first three, but the next category is called Nate's Downfall.
Man, I hope I just smoke you on this category.
I really hope that's actually true.
It's not going to happen.
I really hope that's actually
true. It's not going to be happening.
All right, Twitch chat, these are the more challenging, questions. So we'll see what happens.
Embarrassment's what's going to happen.
Here we go. So Nate.
Yeah.
We talked earlier about the card Brainstorm.
We did.
Everybody knows about the card Brainstorm. But
yeah.
Did you know that the word Brainstorm only occurs on a single card's flavor text?
I did.
According
not.
To Gatherer. Name that card. It was originally printed in Dragon's Maze.
And Thunderheads.
No, it's not Thunderheads, and was recently reprinted in will be reprinted in Ultimate Masters.
I should know that.
You should. You should know that.
All right.
This is an Is It card.
Yeah.
Is it card? Thank you, Sean. Sean said, "Is it?"
It's Brainstorm, isn't it?
Brainstorm only occurs on a single card's flavor text, according to Gatherer.
Think twice.
No, the answer is Blast of Genius. And the flavor text is Ralzeric's Brainstorms bring actual thunder and lightning.
Okay.
Twitch chat, get it?
Nope.
All right, Nate, here's the next question.
Okay.
What is the pseudo equation on the original printing of Niv-Mizzet the Fire Mind's text?
Okay. Z, or sorry, do I say parentheses?
I would appreciate it if you did, but I'll give you a pass if you don't.
Okay, Z mm-hmm. minus mm-hmm. greater than mm-hmm. 90 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Some?
No.
Crap, all right.
Yes, I believe it is some.
Sigma, yeah. Sorry.
Sigma, yeah.
Yeah. Minus
mm-hmm.
N
yep.
squared?
Yep. This is amazing. This is awesome. If you're listening to this on audio, you're totally missing out on like the look of agony on Nate's face to try and get this question.
As I start to piece it through, yeah. I've gotten through Niv-Miz. Ninety degrees.
You were at n squared, right?
Yeah, n squared.
That is in there, but that is not the next part of the equation. I will let you go back one time.
So W?
Correct.
90 degrees?
Correct.
T?
Correct.
Wait, there's more?
Yep.
Oh no. equals.
Yes.
No, I don't. One.
Yes, that's correct.
Did it!
Nate gets a point.
Jeez.
Did Twitch chat? Did somebody from Twitch chat just put it in there?
Yeah, someone did put it in there.
Oh my god!
Two people put the whole
string. Well done. Well done. Well done, Nate.
Thank you.
All right. In Unhinged, a set that dealt with the text box from a mechanical standpoint.
Okay.
There was one creature with flavor text that would trigger every card that had the gacha mechanic. Name that creature.
Oh,
I'll give you a bonus point if you can name the creature and tell me the flavor text.
Oh, I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna be able to. But is it the long word name elemental?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not correct. It is. It is a card that you wouldn't expect, and okay. I don't think you're gonna get this one.
Okay.
I'm one of the few people that I think would get this off the top of my head.
Okay.
Because I love that set, but the card is Carnivorous Death Parrot.
Oh, okay, okay.
And the mechanic on Carnivorous Death Parrot says, essentially at the beginning of your upkeep, say the flavor text of Carnivorous Death Parrot,
yeah,
or sacrifice it. Flavor text is save a kill spell to deal with this guy.
Yeah. Okay.
So, did Twitch chat get it?
Nope.
All right, here's the next one.
Wait, the parrot. Someone got it. Just got
the parrot.
Touch
okay.
Touch too late.
Touch
it might have actually been
actually,
in time.
No, it's on a delay. It's on a delay. It's fine. I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Name all three creatures that are thopters, like has the creature type thopter.
Okay.
That also have the word thopter with no prefixes, so just the word thopter.
Okay.
In their flavor text. All
right, ornithopter? There are three.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Ornithopter has the word ornithopter in it, but not thopter.
Oh, okay. Does thopter appear in the name of the card as well?
No.
Okay.
Not. Actually, thopter appears in the name of none of these. Their type line is just thopter.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Now I got to try to remember whether some of these cards are thopters or constructs or were constructs and now became thopters.
So I can tell you the sets that they were printed in.
Okay.
Or first printed in.
One of them is Kaladesh. Or not Kaladesh.
One of them is Aetherabolt.
Yeah. Is that the Hope of Ghirapur?
That's correct.
Yeah. That was going to be the first one, I guess. So.
One of them was printed in World Wake originally.
Okay.
And one of them was printed in first printed in Magic 2019, Corset 2019.
Okay.
I'll give you a point for each one you get. So
yeah, I'm gonna have tough. Like Copa Gear Pro is the one that I knew. World Wake, you said, right?
Yes.
All right. That is. Is it that 2/2 landfall gains flying card?
Is not.
Okay. Goodness me. I don't know.
Okay.
So I've hit the end of what I can
do. Hope of Ghirapur. It was one of them.
Yeah.
Pilgrim's Eye.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And Sky Scanner.
I don't know.
So which ones did the Twitch chat get?
Sky Scanner, Pilgrim's Eye.
Yep.
Got all of them?
Yep.
Nice. All right. Clue tokens are token cards with actual flavor text.
No. So you say.
How many flavor text did Clue tokens have? How many different flavor text entries did Clue tokens have?
Five.
Incorrect.
Six.
Correct. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
And I'll wait for the delay on Twitch chat. Did they get it? Six is the answer.
Nope.
Did not get it.
Okay. We just had a six come in.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Right. I'll give it to him. We're on a delay. The flavor text of another card in Shadows over Innistrad was the start of a puzzle within the Clue token flavor text.
Oh, yeah.
What was that card?
It wasn't Tamiyo's Journal, right?
It was Tamiyo's Journal. I'll give it to you, because you said it.
Right.
You said it. I assume Twitch chat is getting that one, too, because that one was a gimme.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
There is only one creature that has the type line goat and only goat that also has goat in its flavor text. Name that goat. Name that goat. Only one.
Okay.
So there is a goat brute, I believe, that has goat in its flavor text, but I'm talking about just goat.
I mean, does mountain goat have flavor text?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
We did it.
Okay.
Twitch got it. Okay. So, That was the challenge round.
Which apparently I did much better
than
the lightning round.
Yeah, you did way better than the lightning round. It looks like we've got about 5 minutes left in the broadcast, which means, you know what that means.
Oh, man.
It's time for the actual lightning round. Yes, that's right. The actual lightning round. Nate.
Yes.
One of the cards that has had among the most printings in Magic's history is the card Stone Rain.
Yep.
Stone Rain has had many different printings.
Yep.
I have here, according to Gatherer, all the printings of Stone Rain.
Okay.
I'm going to name a set
Okay.
that Stone Rain was in.
Okay.
And you have to snap tell me whether This is a chance for you to catch up with Twitch chat, because Twitch chat won't be able to play.
Is this all yes, no?
This is all yes, no.
Okay.
Okay. So, here we go. Put 1 billion seconds on the clock. Oh, that's way too many. Put no seconds on the clock.
Yes.
That's too few. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Put
some seconds on the clock.
200 seconds.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Are you ready? Set. Go. Limited edition alpha.
No.
Limited edition beta.
No.
Unlimited.
No.
Revised.
No.
Fourth edition.
No.
Ice Age.
Yes.
Mirage.
Yes.
Fifth edition.
No.
Portal.
Yes.
Tempest.
Yes.
Portal Second Age.
No.
Incorrect. Sixth edition.
Yes.
Incorrect. Portal Three Kingdoms.
Yes.
Starter 1999.
No.
Mercadian Masks.
Yes.
Starter 2000.
No.
Seventh edition.
No.
Eighth edition.
Yes.
No, it did not have flicker tags. Right. Champions of Kamigawa.
Yes.
Ninth edition.
Yes.
Incorrect. So you actually did pretty well.
Yeah.
You did pretty well. You only missed three of them.
Yep.
And four of them. So Portal Second Age actually has one of my favorite Stone Rain flavor texts ever. It just says, "There goes the neighborhood." so before we break, we'll go back and we'll tell you what the flavor texts are for those. So Ice Age.
Yep.
May the forces that took Argoth beneath the waves never come among us again. And that's from Arkham Dagson, Sold Avi Machinist. Machinist.
Arkham Dagson.
Yeah. The Mirage. What rainbow could possibly come of this rain?
Yeah.
Azmira, Holy Avenger.
I love that flavor text.
Portal. I cast 1,000 tiny suns. Beware my many dawns. It's a good one. Mm-hmm. Tempest. The land shall beg for drink and curse the rain that follows. Mm-hmm. Oracle and Vec. Portal Second Age, there goes the neighborhood.
Yep.
Portal Three Kingdoms, soldiers often blocked off the steep mountain passes to ambush enemy troops in western and central China.
Noted.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mercadian Mass, the return of Ramos was foretold by devastating natural disasters and unnatural storms.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Champions of Kamigawa, the Kami struck with gouts of fire, showers of rock, and the combined rage of the spirit world. Only Ijango Castle remain standing, glistening, untouched in the sun, attributed to the history of Kamigawa.
Okay.
So that was the lightning round. Did pretty well. Nate, why don't you talk about something while I total up the scores?
Oh, sure. You mean in the last 1 minute and 40 seconds I've got?
Yeah.
I should let people know that we're doing something kind of special tonight, in case you guys didn't know. If you don't follow the Game Awards on Twitter, you might have missed something, unless you follow us on Twitter and our social media feeds. We want you guys to tune into the Game Awards tonight, starting, I guess, pre-show starts at 5:30, I believe, as you are tallying things.
I believe that is correct.
5:30 p.m. Yeah. Pacific time. Tune in tonight. Keep an eye out. Watch the show. Enjoy it. And we've got an announcement that's going to be taking place then. Hope you guys enjoy it. Feel free to ask us what it's going to be, and we're going to tell you. You'll have to wait until you tune in later tonight to find out. So, that's pretty much all I got. Please go check it out. You can find it at twitch.tv/thegameawards, or just go to thegameawards.com.
So, Nate, even with the bonus points that I gave you,
yeah,
let's see here.
Would I pass, fail the scores?
So this is really interesting. If my calculations are correct, and I think that they are, no joke, you beat Twitch chat by a half point. Because I gave you half credit on that one question.
In all fairness, some of Twitch chat showed up a little late.
That's true. So they probably actually beat you. But here were the final scores. Sean was unfortunately in last place with two.
Yeah,
but you did get 2 points. You got 2 points.
But only one question.
2 points for one question.
Yeah.
Nate, you got 8 bonus points from the lightning round, because I took the amount that you had divided by two.
Mm-hmm.
You ended with 22.5 points.
Nice.
And Twitch chat ended with 22 points. Thank you for joining us for Delicious Words, Steve and Nate's Delicious Words here on Weekly MTG. We'd love to do this again. We'd love to hear your feedback on whether you thought it was fun, whether you had a good time. But it'd be great to do it again at some point. But for now, please make sure, as Nate said, to tune in to the Game Awards tonight. Pre-show starting at 5:30, show starting at 6.
And, Pacific time.
And we will see you next week, when we will have a very special guest on the show.
Also a very special host.
Yes, a very special host. But mostly a very special guest.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.